else about Ananias, except that he was a follower of Jesus, a Christian who lived in Damascus. That snapshot that we've seen in our drama today from Acts chapter 9 is the only thing we know about him. I wonder what you would like people to remember about you in the future. In the first part of Acts chapter 9, we see God fulfilling his purposes through two different men, both of whom are called to belong to Jesus. Ananias has already come to faith at some point. We don't know when or how. We don't know anything about his story. We don't hear of him again. But what we do know is that he's attentive to God's voice and receptive to God's call when it comes. And understandably, Ananias was pretty taken aback by what the Lord was asking him to do. This is Paul. Paul, who is trying to destroy the church, who's come to arrest followers of Jesus. So this was a daunting and a frightening task that he was given. But he trusts God's purpose, and he does what God tells him to do. And so he demonstrates to Saul, to Paul, the truth of the grace and the forgiveness that is possible through Jesus. As he greets him, we heard it, didn't we? Brother Saul, he says. One of those whom Saul has come to arrest now greets him as a brother in the name of Jesus. So what will people remember about us in the future? Will it be that we also belong to Jesus and that we too are listening and obedient to him every day? Will it be our willingness to take risks in following Jesus? Will it be that we welcome all of those whom he calls to be part of his family and part of his purpose? So that was Ananias. But what about Paul? Saul, I wonder how he was feeling in those 3 days before Ananias came to him. After that encounter with Jesus on the road, he'd been on a physical journey, and now he was on an emotional and a spiritual journey. He thought he knew who God was. He thought he'd understood God's purposes and what God wanted from him. And suddenly, everything he thought he knew was now up in the air. He had to re-examine everything he'd ever learnt in light of this encounter with Jesus. He thought he was right with God because of his obedience to the law, the Jewish law. And suddenly he discovers that actually he's been opposing the very purpose of God, that he'd rejected God by rejecting Jesus. He thought he could see, and now he's made blind. He had the way forward mapped out, and now he doesn't have a clue what the future holds. Paul had been empowered by his hatred of those he believed were enemies of God. Then he's disempowered by an encounter with the living Lord Jesus, and then re-empowered by receiving the Holy Spirit when Ananias comes and prays for him. But this time, empowered for the true purposes of God. When we look at Paul's life, we see that no one is outside the reach of the call and transforming power of Jesus Christ. Whatever the appearances to the contrary, Jesus said he came to seek and to save those who were lost. I think that's a real encouragement to us as we pray, not to write off people whom we think can't change. It's easy to think of examples from the news, isn't it? But also those that we know who seem very far away from Jesus. Or maybe it's you this morning. Maybe you've yet to respond to the call of Jesus and you feel very far away from him. You are not outside his reach. we see from the conversion of Saul that nobody is outside of the reach of God. So Paul's life is radically turned around. He started out against Jesus, then he met Jesus, and he goes on to preach Jesus. When salvation takes place, we see a radical transformation. And that's a radical transformation that we should be seeing in our own lives as followers of Jesus. The way that we used to do things, the way we used to live, that should change. The words we say, the actions that we take, the activities we're involved in, that should change to reflect a life that speaks of Jesus to those around us. Both Ananias and Paul knew that following Jesus involved risks and costs, but they both discovered that knowing Jesus transformed everything. And whoever we are, when we've become followers of Jesus, we belong to him. And he has a purpose for each one of our lives. Remember our shout. Let's see if we can do it again. Some of Paul's own words from Romans 1. Do you know it well enough to shout it out to me? If I start you off. And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. Once more. And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. So let's live as his followers.